Okay, so if you remember earlier in the year, we did a lot of the Talmud Torah Agaritas on the bottom of Tzaditet Amud Beis, the Chachma Yevanit Sugya, and but the truth is that on Tzaditet Amud Aleph through Tzaditet Amud Beis, there are some other Talmud Torah Agadot Halachot. Well, that's actually surprising because it's before the Mishnah. These are two different sugyot. Have very different Talmud Torah Agadot.
That just both happen to be Talmud Torah Agadot.
Yeah, not just regular Agadot. So starting on like six lines from the bottom of Tzadi Tzadon Aleph, I mean, let's read through them. I'm going to focus on one of them, but maybe we'll come back to some of these in future weeks. So these are actually pretty well known. Asher Shibarta V'samtam Ba'aron. Hashem says to Moshe, that you broke, and you shall place them in the Aron, meaning the broken Luchot. Six lines to the bottom of Tzadi Tzadon Aleph. Tzadi Tzadon Aleph. Tani Rabbi Yosef Milamecha Luchot V'Shivrei Luchot Munachin Ba'aron. This is itself a beautiful Agada. Maybe we'll come back to it. I love this Agadata. It teaches that the Luchot and the broken part of the Luchot are in the Aron. Mikan the Talmid Chacham Sheshachach Talmudo Machmat Onso She'ein Noagin Bo Minag Min Zayon. And what we learn from this is that a Talmid Chacham who forgets his Torah, not to his own fault, right? He has Alzheimer's, dementia, you still do not degrade him. Because it's a beautiful Midrashic image, which is that he's...
He's like the broken arm.
He's like the Shivrei Luchot. Right? The Shivrei Luchot are not the Luchot anymore, but they were once filled with Torah, and therefore they maintain their Kedusha. And the Talmid Chacham, who through no fault of his own, forgot his learning, you treat him with respect. But this leads you in to the next statement, which is, yes, that's true of a Talmid Chacham who forgets his learning, not because it was his fault, but what is the question now that you must ask?
What if it was his fault?
Correct! So first the Gemara says, Amar Yish Lagish Pamim Shebitula Shel Torah. So it splits. Right? The logic of the Agadata it makes a lot of sense. Which is first, the Gemara makes a comment about Moshe breaking the Luchot. Which is called, sometimes Bitula Shel Torah Zeu Yisoda, sometimes breaking the Torah is the only way to establish it. Because God said that you broke the Luchot, which you might think is a breaking of the Torah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Yiyasher Kochacha Sheshibarta. Shkoyech! Shkoyech! Yiyasher Kochacha. Yes, it's actually not Shkoyech. Surprisingly, it's really not Shkoyech. It's Yiyasher. Yiyasher.
I've heard it's Yashar.
No, look. No, Yi Yasher.
Then I got charged Yasher Koch, then Shkoyach.
Yeah. It started as Yi Yasher Kochacha, went from that to Yasher Koyach, to Shkoyach. Which, yes, that's what God said. Quote, God to Moshe, Shkoyach! Right? That you broke the Luchot. The Amar Reish Lakish. And then you get an interesting one. Again, each of these are fascinating. Amar Reish Lakish, Talmid Chacham Shesarach, a Talmid Chacham that goes off the derech, Ein Mevazin Oto B'Farhesya. You don't publicly humiliate him. Shnei Amar V'Chishalta Hayom V'Chishal Gam Navi Imcha Laila Chaseo Kalaila. We'll talk about that maybe another time, but this is the one I want to focus on. And the following line, what's interesting about this is that I'm not actually sure that this should be in an Agadat Shir. Agadat Shir. This is either halachic or not halachic, and I don't know. And this is one of those things we talked about earlier in the year, that sometimes, if you remember, I talked about it from the Rijvar, right? Price makes a big deal of it, that it's not always clear when something is meant to be halachic or non-halachic. And here's one of those examples. So remember, we talked about, the Agadatha started with a Talmid Chacham who forgets the Torah because of Ones, it wasn't his fault, so you still give him kavod. But what happens if he does it? It is his fault. So Amar Reish Lakish, Kol HaMishakech, Dover Echad MiTalmudo, if someone forgets his Torah, Ovir Belav, he violates a?
Yes, sir.
In Israel, a Deoraisa, Shneamar, because the Pasuk says, Hishomer Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha Pentishkach Et HaDvarim. The Pasuk says, in Dvarim Perek Dalid, well, Here's the first clue. So if I just stop there, would you say, is this halacha or agada?
Halacha.
Halacha. What's the first clue that this might not be halacha?
That it comes directly after the...
Bigger one. The pasuk it's quoting does not say what it says it says. Because how did Chazal read this? That there's an issur to forget?
Torah.
You're learning. What does the pasuk actually say?
This part, like, specifically discussing, like, the...
Correct! The next words are, don't forget, Matan Torah!
Oh.
Don't forget Matan Torah, not... Don't forget whether... What things are batel b'sheish, what are batel b'shishim, what's batel b'rovim, what's batel b'elef?
Batel
I guess it could be included with what we're talking about.
Or not batel afil b'elef.
Isn't batel b'elef just mean that it's not batel?
Correct, meaning it's not batel afil b'elef. Yeah, like not batel afil b'elef.
Maybe that's included with what you said
earlier. So the first clue that is, on the one hand it sounds halachic, on the other hand, you might think it's agadic because it's swallowed up in a bunch of other agadic statements.
How are we sure the other statements are agadic?
Taken very much out of context.
Since the first statement is saying you respect Toilet Chacham.
Okay, fine. That's like clearly true, but the...
Because we compare it to...
Correct.
The
that's not actually a direct derivation from the broken Luchot. I mean, it's a beautiful image. It's a beautiful image. Like, I am... that is like a drasha mahadran min a mahadran min a mahadran. It's gorgeous. But it's not...
It's not a drasha.
Yeah, it's not a halachic one.
It's just like, it's so obvious that it would be redundant.
No, it's not a drasha. No,
it's not a drasha. It's a nice image.
There's no pasuk, there's no nothing. It's just, we compare these two things.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. And conceptually makes a lot of sense.
But it's not like a direct...
It's probably not a direct halachic drasha. But all of these... You are right. That all of these statements somewhat... or borderline halachic agadic. It's very hard to tell. But you are right, that I wasn't sure this is really an agadic this year. It was more that Shor wanted to do it, and then I didn't realize his family was here, so what can you do? So the Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Ila'ah, Komakom Shnemar Yishamar Pen Va'al, Eino Elolotase. Now that already sounds very halachic, because it invokes a very important statement in... Joel's there. Okay, which is that every time in the psukim it says one of the following three words, it implies a lav, which is hishamer, which is be wary of, pen, which is
do not.
Lest you shall, and al is don't. That was pretty obvious. Don't. Ravina amar hishamer upen shnei lavin inu. Says it's two lavin.
We have
because the pasuk is Ragi Shamar Lachoshmar Nevishcham Meod Pen Dishkach. Now, by the way, there's another piece of information that's very strange here, which might point in the direction this is agadic, which is the pshat in the pasuk is don't forget Har Sinai. The Gemara here says don't forget any of your learning, and the Rambam says what do we derive from this pasuk?
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Don't forget anything.
Don't try and forget things. I don't know.
Don't put your life in danger. You know, Unishmartim Ma'od L'Nafshoseichem? The Rambam doesn't learn it from Unishmartim. He learns it from Hishamer. He learns it from here, of all psukim. Rafi, open the door for him. Oh, Patuach. Okay. So the Rambam, of all people, learns this to teach a completely different halacha, which bichlal... Correct. Shmor nafshecha is protect your life, which is not at all, in any way, shape, or form, pshat. In the pasuk, to be fair, neither is v'nishmartem. And for the record, you all tell me, the Gemara says that you derive that you should protect your health from v'nishmartem. Yes, and really, really no, it doesn't. Yes, it quotes somebody as saying that. No, that person wasn't a rabbi, he's a Roman officer. So, on the balance of things, a very bad drasha in the Gemara by a Roman officer trying to kill a Jew, that's actually the context. I kid you not. Gemara, bracha, lamed bet, lamed bet, to the top of lamed gimel, lamed aleph. A Roman officer finds a guy davening. Dafyomi guys, remember this? Remember this? Lamed bet to lamed gimel. He finds the guy davening, and he says to him, why didn't you stop davening to say hello to me? And he says, I'm going to kill you. Didn't you know that I would kill you, and you violated Nishmartim Ha'ol and Nafshoseichem? And the guy says, before you kill me, let me defend myself. And he says, well, if you were standing in front of a king and a powerful person came and said hello, but he was less powerful than the king, would you interrupt and talk to the officer? And he says, of course not. I have respect for the king. He says, aha! And I was talking to Melech Malchei Hamlachim. But for the record, the only time in Shas that you ever hear of Nishmartem is the source for maintaining your health is from a Roman officer finding an excuse to murder a Jew. So I'm just saying that the Rishonim who don't derive this as the source for maintaining your health, there might be a good reason for that, and there was a reason I wrote an article about this when I was in YU, because it bothered me so much, and I literally just detailed every position I could find in Rishonim and Achronim where the source came from, and the Nafkaminas between
did
them.
Did either of them consider the fact that in a case of Sakhanash Nefash, which you're supposed to interrupt in Shema anyway?
So, most of the Rishonim say that, well, he was sure he would save his life. Sefer Hasidim says, oh yeah, well, Tefillah might be Harikvel Yafar. Okay! Yeah, no! Right! If I remember, it's...
What?
Or,
you mean against every Gemara that...
Well, you don't have to give up your life. It's just the right thing to do. And they prove it from the fact that Daniel did that. Remember, Daniel puts his life on the line and is thrown into the lion's den because he insisted on davening 3 times a day in front of an open window for the entire world to see after there was a decree to not daven, opens the window and says, hey everybody, I'm davening towards Yerushalayim. Let's see what happens. So it's not a bad proof as things go from Tanakh. But yeah, this is actually how the Sefer Chassidim reads that story. And his proof is, hey Daniel and hey the Gemara in Brachot. I think it's... I feel like it's... I don't know why it's coming to me that it's paragraph Shin Yud Gimel, but I'm not actually sure that what I just said is true. But I think the number that's coming to my head is paragraph 313 in the Sefer Chassidim in the Margoliot edition, but I'm not actually sure that what I just said is true. But I am sure that he says it. I am very sure that he does say this. It is a very... there's a lot of interesting stuff going on in Sefer Chassidim, I just wanted to say, okay?
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
It's a fascinating book. Everything in the Chassidim Ashkenaz is fascinating. You have all types of fun stuff. You have flying carpets in Sefer Chassidim, it's great. I also am not even joking about that. There is a story of the Rokeach told in the Mamar of Yitzchak HaKohen that he used to travel on a flying carpet and once accidentally mispronounced a shame while he was on the flying carpet and fell off the flying carpet and broke his leg and it never healed. It's like a very weird... There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Is that right next to the story of Aladdin?
What?
Is that right next to the story of Aladdin?
No.
Wait, this was the Balasali or a different person?
No, this is 500 years before that. He's a Balatosvot. Like, he's a Hasidic Ashkenaz Balatosvot person. No. Like, this is...
Again, we're sure this isn't written next to Aladdin.
Yeah. Like I said, there's very interesting things going on in medieval Ashkenaz.
So this is like the Gemara?
I took a course in YU called Liturgy, Magic, and Mysticism in the Tosafists, or in the early French scholar, something, or Baliatosfot, something like that, which is just about all of this stuff in that period of time. Chassidei Ashkenaz, the Baliatosfot. You get this also in the Baliatosfot.
Okay, can we have that as a shoe topic?
The shoe topic? It was a semester in graduate school.
I know, can you like give a few of that also?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Ask him during Q&A.
It was really fun. It's so much fun. There's so much weird stuff going on.
It sounds great. But
there is.
Can we do a show?
There's always the pre-Pesach one that I tell people, you know, which is where does the 16 drops of wine thing come from? You know, you have to pull out a drop for each of the 10.
I've heard
why do we do that?
I've heard the thing.
Why do we do it? Tell me the wrong answer.
The wrong answer?
No, that's about, when we
it's
do
about
it.
Care for the Egyptians. The wrong answer is good.
Yeah, good. We feel bad for the Egyptians. So I'll tell you two surprising things about that. So that answer appears in every basically major Orthodox, Conservative, and Reform Haggadah in the 20th century. If I asked you who made it up, right, who's the first person to say it, what would you have guessed? If you knew now it's not right.
Ooh, that one rabbi that was like the head of the Conservative synagogue.
So that's what you would have said, but it's not true. It's a 19th century Haredi rabbi in Hungary. So first of all, not what you would expect. But the original reason for the minhag, which goes back 1,000 years to the Rebbeim of Rashi, is that It's the way that we get God to pull out his 16-sided sword with which he kills demons and plagues. So that's the actual reason.
That's so much better. So much better.
That's so much more sticky.
That's like the actual reason that goes back 1,000 years. The other one is like something that sounds like it was made up by a liberal rabbi and made up by a Haredi rabbi in Hungary, which you didn't expect, and the real one is even less expected than the one you knew. So there is nothing about this
16-sided sword?
Yes, the 16-sided sword of God.
What?
I'm trying to imagine how you would make such a thing.
I don't know, but it's wonderful.
How did you get to that? What?
Sides as in, like, the blade sides?
I think so, but I'm not exactly
sure.
It's
like, not really a sword, it's more of a cylindrical.
Yeah,
or I don't know if it has multiple blades. It's not totally clear to me what. It's not totally clear to me what a 16-sided sword of God looks like, but my point is, we got onto this because, yes, there are interesting things that are going on in Hasidei Ashkenaz. That was the point here, okay? Hasidei Ashkenaz are a fascinating, unbelievably fascinating period in time, but the weird thing is that you think it's just the Hasidei Ashkenaz and not like the Bali HaTosfot people that you read, and you think that they're just Lamdanim, and then you realize that that's not exactly true either, because they have these, like, you know, very long halachic discussions of, you know, the reason that we don't drink wine. I wrote, this is my final paper for that course, which was on the discussion in Poskim of not drinking at all before from Shkia to Tzeis on Shabbos. You know this halacha?
What?
That you don't drink from Shkia to Tzeis unless you've already washed for Shalosh Shodas. You know this? Right, you can't. Yeah, do you know where that comes from?
I've heard of it only in Yeshiva, and I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, do you know where it comes from?
No.
And this is, by the way, in the Bali HaTosfot.
Is it fake?
Do you know why they say it?
I thought it was like the same idea as, like, you can't
drink.
You wish. It's no. No, it's because on Shabbos the fires of hell go out, and if you drink at that time, you will reignite the fires of hell early. I kid you not that these are things that go on. This is like.
What about the fires of hell?
That you'll reignite them if you drink water after Shkia on Shabbos.
Wait, what if you eat?
No, that's how the Bali HaTosfot would understand it.
I did that one time and it happened with
Shkia. What? In Arab Tzachin. Okay, maybe we'll do a shir on this at some point, but right now we have this Gemara to go to.
Can I apply with food also?
Good. What?
Can I eat?
No, you can't eat either, but it's water, apparently, which reignites hellfire.
Can't I eat?
Again, I...
Reignites hellfire.
And then, of course, just to make it worse, the Bali HaTosfot would say...
Is that why witches melt?
I don't know. And then, of course, the Bali HaTosfot would continue and say, oh, and by the way, don't you all remember that story when someone actually drank in Lothir, or however you pronounce it in English? Luthien, whatever it is. Lothir, whatever. What a city in France. And that horrible thing happened. Nobody knows. I have no idea what's going on. But there's some, like, horrible story that happened because someone drank between... Like, this is in Bali HaTosfot. This is not, like... Anyways, Tosfot Al Hadaf, not even like...
This is why I love reading Gedolim stories. There are all the... so many great stuff in...
Oh, yeah. Look, I love intellectual history of the Rishonim, and it's so much wilder than you have any idea. Look, my students at Amudim didn't believe me when I told them that, like, it's an explicit Meiri writing 750 years ago in Provence that... Our current scientists are aware that it's possible to clone human beings without procreation. That is a Meiri. There are a lot of things going on in Rishonim that I don't understand. Right? How the Meiri said 750 years ago that they were capable of cloning,
wait,
I don't know. A lot of interesting things in Rishonim. But now we're really going off on tangents. We're just going at, like, my favorite things that have happened in Rishonim. There are a lot of them.
This is what I want to share on, because this...
I know you do. But we're going to continue here, because... You know, this is what happens when we're all sleep deprived because we came back from, you know, Switzerland, and I have not really recovered. So the Gemara then continues, and Amar Ravi La'a. So we did that. So Ravina says two lavin. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Bishlosha lavin. And this is where you start to feel like, this is where I at least start feeling, I don't really, is this pshat, or are we getting into a very, very halachically framed Musar Shmuz? 1, 2, Shene Amar, Hishamer Lachal Shmor Nafshecha Me'od, Pen Tishkach Et HaDvarim, And now we tie back to our original Agadata, right? It wasn't just my guess that this is why this Agadata comes here. The Gemara actually says it. Yachol afilu machmar. And so, you might think that this punishment is in store even for someone who forgets his Torah because of disease, illness, whatever. Talmud lomar, pen yasuru bilvacha. It's only someone who's mesir min halei that removes it from his heart. Now, I didn't give you, because I'm really going to talk about this a lot outside, but Chazal take this very seriously. I don't know if Kalev, when he did his Chabura, I don't think he did, mention the Yerushalmi of why the Ben Sora Mora is killed. Do you know the Yerushalmi's version of why Ben Sora Mora is killed? So what's the Bavli's? He'll become a highway robber, and then what'll he do? He'll steal from his parents, run out of money, become a highway robber, and then he'll kill someone. Yamud Zakai Val Yamud Chayev. So he has to be killed while he's still innocent. And then some of the Rishonim say, well, some of the Mefarshim say, well, why are you giving him skila? If the end game is that he might kill somebody, so you should give him Hereg. Hereg. And then they say, maybe he'll kill somebody on Shabbos, and they get into all types of fancy drash out. Fine. The Yerushalmi says the following. He'll end up stealing from his parents, and he'll run out of money, and then he'll be a highway robber, and then he'll murder people. But that's not why he's killed. This sofo, lishkoach et talmudo, yamud zakai val yamud chayev, and he'll forget his learning, so kill him now. I kid you not. That is the Yerushalmi.
He'll become a highway robber, then he'll kill people, and then
he'll forget his learning, and then that's a reason to kill a 13-year-old. Okay, I just want you to understand the intensity of that statement in the Gemara. Is that the 13-year-old will commit murder, but the reason you kill the 13-year-old is because he's going to forget what he learned in school. I'm just reminding you that that for most people means a 7th grader. Okay? I just want to put that in perspective of how seriously Chazal take this. But again, the Gemara says that it's only if he does it because he... Good. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Doistoy, Rabbi Yanai Amar, Yochol Afil Tokva Lav Mishnaso. You might have thought, I feel like Oren didn't believe me and went to get a Yerushalmi. Oren, did you go and get a Yerushalmi? Just because you don't believe me?
As he pulls out the Yerushalmi.
He does pull out the Yerushalmi. It's one of my... It is, by the way, one of... I remember seeing that when I was learning Ben Sora Mora with a friend of mine when I was in Yeshiva, and I remember seeing that for the first time, and that was when I started deciding, yes, I have to give a shir on Ben Sora Mora, because I don't understand Ben Sora Mora at all. It also is the first shir I ever gave to a co-ed audience, and I remember being absolutely unbelievably petrified. I was like visiting friends for Shabbos at Columbia, and my friend made me give the shir by your peers, which, of course, being me and having, you know, not having gone to Rambam and then Gush and then YU, that this was a very scary proposition to me. I didn't need that on recording. So then the Gemara says, now what happens if this happens because Takva love Mishnaso? Shabbi do Stiber Biyani Amar Yachol Fuel Takva love Mishnaso. You might think that this is even if
gets Mishnah.
No, so Takva love Mishnaso is just like,
would mean like Torah.
He's just like, he's learning a lot and he just can't like remember everything. Like he's trying, he's learning, but like he just can't. He doesn't have a perfect memory, and he's learning a lot, and like he can't keep every detail in his mind, which is, you know, a terrible thing.
So he wasn't in Yeshiva at Gush.
Look, it's frustrating sometimes. I had a chavrusa once. I remember we learned the same sugya together twice, like 3 or 4 years apart. So when we were learning the second time, we were going through it quickly, and I suggested a svara to him, and he said to me, he got very angry, and he's like, "That's crazy! It's a terrible svara. Who would say such a thing? Like, you really got to do it." And I'm like, "You did 4 years ago when we learned the sugya last time. I was just quoting you," and you know. So, you know, people do forget things. It happens. So the Gemara says, but if that's what happens, Talmud Lomar Rak, And then Rabbi Yochanan Relazer Damri Travayu, Torah Nitna Barbaim, Unishama Notzer Barbaim. The Torah was given in 40 days, and the soul is created in 40 days, because the embryo becomes viable after 40 days, and Chazal's...
Right? Before the 40 days, it's just water, right?
Yes, exactly. Therefore, Kol HaMishamer Torato Nishmato Mishtameret. Anyone who guards his Torah, his soul will be guarded. V'kol She'eino Mishamer HaTorah Ein Nishmato Mishtameret. If you don't guard your Torah, your soul will not be guarded. Tana, well, we're almost done. We're not done.
How is it connected?
1 second, we're not done. Tana de Rebbe Yishmael, Mashal Adam Shemasar Tzipor Dror Lavdo. It's like a person who gave a bird, a free bird, to his servant. And Amar, Kiduma Ata Shematama Abda Shani Notel Mimcha Iser Bedamea Nishmatcha Ani Notel Mimcha. He said, do you think that if you lose it, I'm going to make you pay a lot of money? No. Right? You lose the bird, I take your life. Right, that's the mashal.
What?
Yep. So here's the end of this quasi-agotic sounding, quasi-halachic sounding Gemara. So let's line up the questions. First of all, is this halachic? So on the one hand, there's a lot of very heavy halachic language here. Like, you violate a lav, you violate two lavim, you violate three lavim.
On the other hand...
And there are exceptions.
On the other hand, none of this is what the actual pasuk
says. On the other hand, it's not what the pasuk says.
And none of this...
The Rambam uses the pasuk for an entirely different drasha. And there is this... sometimes you just get the feeling, I don't know, maybe it's just me, that thou dost protest too much. Like, you know,
there does reach a point that if there are 27 different lavim for something, there is probably not
correct. If you violate three lavim and you shall be killed, you know, and this is the worst sin ever. And it is worse than murder in Ben Zorah Morah, which is, you know, amazing that the Bavli doesn't have it. Yeah, it's really.
I can understand why the Bavli doesn't have it.
Sure. I mean, I think it's pshat, Talib pshat. I mean, I have a pshat in it, if that's what I mean. That's really what I mean there. It is not pshat. It is a wonderful gaza. So what's going on here? So what options do we have? So, of course, one option is that there is a halacha here, but what's the ikar halacha?
They went by the
No, that was the earlier one, but this one. So here's what we have. So here's our option methodologically. Good, so let's go through options. What are our options, right, in methodologically? One option is to say, this is halachic. It's halachic, meaning leave aside all of my hesitations in terms of pshat in this Haggadah. It is, in fact, a lav. Who holds that? So several Rishonim do it. I'll read you some of them. The Yoreim Mitzvah Chavchet writes as follows. Divrei Yotzrecha Tena Libcha Tamid. Put the words of your Creator on your heart always. Kidichtiv Parshat Vet Chanan. Hishamar Lecha Ushmor Navjecha Ma'ot Pentishkachet Darim. Utnan Vesechet Avot. It says this Pasuk. And in Avot it says, Kol Shocheach Dover Echon Mimishnah Zomale Alav Agadav Kilo Mitchayev Benafsho. Right, the Mishnah says that if you forget any of your learning, you are liable for your own death. Right, so you have a Mishnah that supports this as well in Avot.
Isn't Avot also the one that we say is like
okay, maybe. But the Urayim just says, look, it sounds like a lav, it quotes a pasuk, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Pshuto kimashma'o. Is forgetting Talmud Torah that bad? The answer is?
Yes.
Yes. Is it actually usher? The answer is?
Yes.
It's actually usher. Right? That's option one.
No.
Okay, fine. In a limited circumstance.
I guess you're going to be punished in some... Like, actually, you're going to
work. Now... Who doesn't quote this? So, as we mentioned, the Rambam doesn't, but he quotes it sort of, but differently. So, first of all, in the 11th parak of Hilchos Ratzeach, parak Halacha Dalet and Hay, he quotes the protecting your life, Lundus. It's Ratzeach Shmirat Nefesh. was the second half. That's why it goes there.
No, but wasn't that related to, like, if someone wants to move you from your place of learning? Wasn't that the context?
These halacha? No, no, no. This halacha. But he does quote it as follows: that imatai chayav adam lumota rad yom moto shnemar pen yeshum v'valcha koli mechayecha because man shel yasok b'limudu shochayach. He quotes it completely different, which is you should learn until the day you die, and if you're not learning, you'll end up forgetting it. That's what he quotes. He doesn't say an Isser. So now, it is clear that the Rambam, does the Rambam read this statement as halachic? No. In fact, he uses it for a different halachic limud. So then you have to figure out, then why didn't he count it as one of the mitzvot? So one possibility is that he just read it as an agadata. Another is to say, yeah, whatever, maybe it's halakha, but it's not an isser. So like Shulchan Aruch Rav says, it's not its own love. He thinks it's usser, but it's not its own love. Maybe it's part of an assay of Talmud Torah, right? That really, it's part of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, is remembering your Torah. So it's like half halacha, half agadah. Meaning, the pasuk doesn't really mean that, but this is a halacha. It's just the chiyuv in limud Torah, is learn your Torah and don't forget it. It's not a separate isser. So, right, so option one is this is a straight up, literal halachic statement. Option two is, it represents a halacha, but the drashot are just a smachta. Right, this is not an agadata. Possibility three of the Megillat Esther is no, because
the Megillat Esther.
Yeah, he's a parish on the Sefer Mitzvah Rama. The Sefer Megillat Esther is a parish on the. There's a Sefer called Megillat Esther.
Why did
I don't know. That's what it is. That's what it's called. Yes, it's called Megillat Esther.
I really like Megillat Esther.
No, whatever.
It's ridiculous as trying to call you a Sefer Torah Moshe.
Or Mishnah Torah. That's his name.
I thought that was what they cheated.
No, it's the other way around. He called it Mishnah Torah, which is Dvorin. And everyone else said, that's a bit pretentious. Let's call it Yad HaChazaka. No, he called it the Mishnah Torah. Okay, Mishnah Torah, Torah's Moshe, whatever. People also didn't like the Mogin Avraham. Because he literally called his Sefer God. Mogin Avraham, remember? That's God. Right? You don't think about that. But Mogin Avraham is literally God. Okay?
Put the opinion of Mogin Avraham. Mogin Avraham is quoting God's.
Right, remember? Okay. So the Megillat Esther said, no, how do I know that? Why does the Rambam not quote it? Not because he thinks it's halachas asmachta, because what does he think this pasuk really means? It means, shlo nishkach hadarim asher ra'u aynecha, dahayinu inan ha-Torah kula. Shenilech b'darcheh nekayem mitzvoteh. This pasuk isn't about forgetting what you learned. It's about forgetting the Torah. Matan Torah, Kiyumat Torah. That's what the pasuk says. Don't forget Har Sinai. So he says, so what is the Gemara saying? He's saying, the Gemara is not saying, it's not really that there's a love in forgetting Torah. What is it? If you forget the Torah, you'll end up violating the Torah. And since the real meaning of the pasuk is, don't forget the Torah, but the only way to like live up to the promises of Har Sinai is to not forget halacha. So that's what it means. It's not a direct limud. Like, it's related to the meaning of the pasuk, but the actual drasha is not what it seems.
So nafka mina, you can forget anything you would have ever
wanted. I mean, maybe. And then he says, at any rate, the Rambam doesn't have to quote it, because like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, this is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Again, it's an asmach, that's not the real drasha, but again, he thinks it is halachic. The Ramban says, no. The law is exactly what it says. This is not the real drasha. The Megillat Esther says it's more like keep the whole Torah. The Ramban says, very specifically, the only Isser d'Oraisa is to forget Mamad Har Sinai. Right? The Ramban says, shenimnanu shlo nishkach ma'amad har sinai v'lo nasiro tamidatenu aval yiyu einenu sham kol yamim v'amru yizalei yisham lecha shmornav shecha ma'od v'nishkach et barim shoy necha. And he writes the same thing in the Perush Al Ala Torah. Sorry, I didn't mention this before. I'm really just basing myself here on Yonason Sachs, who's not the same person as Jonathan Sachs. He's the Rosh Hashiva at Landers. His excellent book on Talmud Torah, which my brother-in-law once got me for a present. And he is one of those people who I assure you has never violated the Yisur in his entire life. Of Pen Tishkach Ed Varim, it has never happened. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula by heart. And he, when he gives shir, he just stares into space and says, just stares in front of him and just says everything verbatim, as if he's reading off a teleprompter, and just Gemara, Rambam, Post, can reach out and just goes beautifully in a melodious voice. And Ray Willig, in his Haskama to one of his Svarim, his Haskama was, Ray Sacks, who all of his Torah is B'pchinat Torah Shebal Pem Mamish. Right, it is incredible to watch.
I heard him give one time.
It's incredible.
When he came to
yeah, it's incredible. It's melodious and beautiful. It's like a sing song Kol HaTorah at your fingertips. It's an incredible experience.
He then gave us his book, except that his book isn't Hebrew.
Oh, he has so many books. It's unbelievable. He's written like 35 books in the last 10 years. It's crazy. It's really okay. Now the Uraim, who said that there's a mitzvah an iser to forget the Torah. By the way, he also adds an asay, which is to remember the Torah. Siva Kadosh Baruch Hu Shesimu Yisrael the Torah al libam dechtev parashat ba'aya eke v'samdem et devarai elal v'alchem perusho sima shiyizkor devarai Torah v'simu al libo tadmir v'yegeb v'hem b'libo etc. So basically, methodologically, we have the following options. One is to take this purely as an agadata, which no one really wants to go that far. The other is to say, look, either there is a halacha, this is a musar report, but there is an actual mitzvah, and that's the Ramban, which is, don't forget Ma'amad Har Sinai. There's the Megillat Esther, which is like, the real mitzvah is remember the Torah, but the drasha is an asmach. That doesn't really mean there's an isser to forget the Torah. There's an isser to violate the Torah, and forgetting your Torah leads to it. So the Gemara doesn't mean exactly what it says. Yeah. So you have these possibilities. So again, either pure agadata, which no one really wants to say, a pure halacha, which is the Urayim, or there is a halachic kernel here, but the particular drasha that it's deriving is not really what it means. Right? There's not a formal iser to forget every word of Talmud Torah. There's some other value going on that it's talking about, and like, you know, you shouldn't forget Har Sinai. That's an iser daraisa. If you forget Torah, like, that's not a good thing, and we like hang it on that pasuk, that's not really what it means. Now, is there any... But according to all these Shito, forgetting Talmud Torah is really, really bad. It's really, really bad. And the Taj Beitz, the Raj Beitz says an avot. Why is it really, really so bad? Why does the Mishnah say that Kilo Mitchayev Binafsho? So he says one possibility is because you'll end up violating Yisurim. Or paskening wrong if you're a Talmud Chacham. And he says, no. He says, look at the pshat in the Gemara. Right, one way of saying is that you might violate Yisurim, but what's the pshat in the Gemara, whether you think it's halachic or agadic? Why is it so bad to forget Talmud Torah?
Because it's Torah.
Yeah, it's bad to forget Talmud Torah. That's what it says. Right? Like, this is the Torah.
Torah is the ikar of everything.
So good. Is there any defense for the reality that most people forget some Torah in their lives? Rechman al-Tzlan lo'aleinu? Right? So what's the defense? So... you get a defense. And it's even for you, it's even mishpacha. It's even mishpacha. It is your... Wait, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is your grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
Sir Moshe... Sir Moshe is your great-great-grandfather. So his brother is your great-great-great-uncle?
No, you
have one. Great-great... So, right, so Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is his great-great-grandfather. So his brother... great 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 uncle. So the Grizz, right? Okay, your great 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 uncle. He has a defense, which he quotes from Reb Chaim Volozhin, who I can't even follow the family tree that far, so I don't remember how they're related, or if they're related, I don't remember anymore. He says, no, there is an Isser. There is an Isser, but it's not what you think it is. The Isser is to forget Talmud Torah Sheba'al Peh in a world where Torah Sheba'al Peh was Baal Peh. He said, why is the Gemara so angry about it?
That I like.
He says,
if you forget something, then it could be...
Correct, then it'll be lost. And therefore, he says that the Chumrah, it's not that it's a good thing to forget your Talmud Torah, but this stringency that it piles on the Yisurim is forgetting the oral Torah in a world where it's oral, so forgetting it means losing it to history.
Except it doesn't really fit well with the Yisurim.
I didn't say it fit. But anyways, but that's what he says. I don't know.
No,
okay.
Forget that. You kill him so that he doesn't forget it.
Yeah, but that's someone. Okay.
You're getting rid of the knowledge because otherwise.
And he proves this from a Midrash Rabbah. However, the Shulchan Aruch disagrees, and he does quote this as halacha even Bizman Hazeh. And quotes it as it says, and he explicitly says, "V'gam achshav shenichtava Torah shebe'al peh v'yuchal ayin b'svarim mashashachach ein zemol klum." And even though nowadays you have Torah written down and you can read it in a book, it doesn't help you. Kimiyat shachach over belav kodem she'ayin, because it's the act of forgetting that is the iser. And therefore, once you forgot, you violated. And he says, furthermore, said, first of all, the law is to forget, in simple pshat. The second is that the Torah never changes. The Gam Amru, Alomei V'Shocheach, Lo Domel Isha She'oledet V'Koveret, V'Kolam V'Shocheach, Davarecham Elu, Gorem L'Galut L'Vanav. And then other Agadot, which I didn't give you, say if you learn and forget, it's like a woman who gives birth and then buries her children, and you cause Galut to your children, etc.
You cause Galut to the children that you buried.
Or the ones you didn't bury. Okay, I give you, in my notes here, which I wrote for myself, I just noted two other interesting things that come out. Rabbi Ovadia has the following halachic question. The Gemara has all types of things that if you eat them, they cause shechicha, like olives. So here is a shayla. If you eat, what? Right, the Gemara has this very cryptic statement that if you eat olives, then you will forget, become forgetful, but if you eat olive oil, you will remember things.
No, wait, Rabbi, what if you eat the ends of the house?
Or the ends, or whatever. So he says, do you violate the isser of forgetting your learning if you do things that, like mystically or something, make you forget things? So this is Yabia Omer Yoredea Chelek Bet Shuvah Chet. He says you don't, but he notes that in the tshuva, his sorus ha-tshuva, he thinks that you do indeed violate.
You shouldn't, no.
Good, so that's what Ravadia says. He says, no, the isser is meisir milibo. That's what the pasuk, the Gemara says. It's if you, the isser isn't to forget, the isser is to remove it from your heart, to not review enough, things like that. If it happens because you ate something, maybe bad advice to eat it.
But also going by the source which you just did, I think the Grizzly thing. Like, it seems like it's a mice of forgetting. So if you're going to do something,
but that was Shulchan Harav.
What?
Right, the Shulchan Harav. Right, who says that it's the forgetting itself? So then maybe you'd say, yeah,
it's a mice, not like a state. So if I'm eating that thing, is not doing that mice.
Right, so that's what you might say, right? Meaning it leaves it, but then it's machlas unso, right? It wasn't my fault. I ate olives. What do you want from me? That caused me to forget Bama Basra. I don't know. Like, I don't really know how this works exactly. It's not. No, I'm not an expert in this stuff. Now, the Divrei Yatziv has a nice tshuva, which I like quoting, where he says, he says the flip. He says, because the Gemara says that you have a chiv to remember your learning, He suggests halakhically that what should you do?
Olive oil?
No. You should learn Torah that you like. Because you remember things you like. Ein adam lo med ela b'davar shelibo chafetz. And therefore he connects that Gemara to this, which is, since you have a chiv to remember your learning, the way to make sure you remember your learning is by learning things that you like.
That's what Chassidy Ashkenaz.
That is a... He is a but anyways, so like I said, I'm not 100% sure that it's fair to call this Gemara an Agadita. There are clearly Agadic elements to it, right? Meaning this is clearly not a straightforward halacha. There's clear, a little bit of flourish going on, a little bit of attempt of making several points, right? Because remember, the Agadic framing here is clearly... The reason this halakha comes up is the Agadic framing, which is respect the Talmud Chacham for God is learning Machmas Unso, and that gets us into this halakhic discussion or quasi-halakhic discussion about cases in which you can be held culpable for forgetting your learning. But as we saw, none of the post-game, even though I could have said, look, this is really just an Agadita, and maybe that's what the Rambam thinks, who never quotes it whatsoever, they go in the other direction, which is either to say, it's straight up halacha pshuto k'mashma'o yireim shulchan aruch harav ad hayom. It's halacha, but it's not what you think, which is the Ramban. There's a halachic kernel, which is don't forget matan Torah. And then he's sort of like asmachta by these halacha, which are halacha, I'm not really sure, but they're not Yisrei Dalraisa, or the Megillat Esther, which is the pasuk really is like keep the whole Torah. And this is like a quasi-halachic, agadic way of telling you. It's an Eitzah Tova, which we're hiding in a pasuk, which is like a quasi-agadita. And then there's the Griz, who says, no, it's really halacha, but it's not what you think. It's halacha, forget Torah Sheba'al Peh, when it's Baal Peh, which again, the Griz says that, but the Shulchan Aruch is not willing to accept that. And then I said, just interesting halachic points at the end, is that Rav Avadya quotes this machlokes of whether whatever the Gemara is talking about is only in a case where you forget your learning because of, you know, the way you relate to learning rather than, you know, eating things that make you forgetful. Or even if you do that, is it, and yes, as Oren says, right, it's really, is the Isser to bring about a state of forgetfulness, or is it to do a Misa of forgetting?
Whatever that means,
I don't know. However you do a Misa of forgetting, which is what the Gemara says, right? A Meser Milibo, right? It's a Meser Milibo, whatever that means, right? Which is maybe actively not paying attention, being derelict, not caring enough to study, review, however you want to understand it. Okay, so that's the, like I said, it's a quasi-halachic, quasi-agadic Gemara, but I really did it now because Shor wanted it, but he's not here, so he'll have to listen to the recording. What can he do?